Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, extending a warm welcome to this, the last programme of Malta Memories, a sequel, during which I have been sharing my personal memories with you of life here in Malta between 1960 and 1963 when I lived and worked on the island. Because it was these very personal memories that led to my embarking on those research memories of the years 64 to 1989 over the three series of programmes that came to an end in January 2016. I concluded last week during the summer of 1963. Well, that summer was now nearing its height, and it was time to really come to terms with the fact that it wouldn't be long before I would have to accept that my near 4 years in Malta was drawing to a close. There would be things to do, people to say goodbye to, and familiar faces that soon I would no longer be able to visit again. One such place that has a special corner in my Malta House of Memories is the Anglican Church of Holy Trinity in Ridolfi Street, Sliema, where I said many a prayer on many a Sunday in those early years of the 1960s. So perhaps I can link the next recording with the church and that Sunday memory that forms part of the title. It is one of Nat King Cole's loveliest recordings in my view. As for the other sentiments expressed in the lyrics, they are special to me too, but I'll let you draw your own conclusions as to why. Here is That Sunday, That Summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
If I had to choose just one day. To last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills, summer was a-coming in but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills, nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. That Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Go on, tell me you didn't like that. Nat King Cole from 1963, That Sunday, That Summer. Yes, the days and weeks now seem to be passing quicker than ever. I had arrived in early February 1960, still at the tender age of 22, and I was now preparing to leave at the not-so-tender age of 26. And since my arrival, I had matured, married, and absorbed a wonderful stockpile of Malta memories during those 4 formative years. I had also stockpiled a reasonable knowledge of the music of the period from my considerable involvement at the Floriana Studios, particularly in the compiling of my very own programme, Mike's Mixture, for which in August I would present the 134th and final edition, and for which I would need to prepare. But the hits weren't to stop just because Mike's Mixture was, and as if to prove it, Freddie and the Dreamers in 1963 made it to number 2 in the UK charts with this.
If you gotta make a fool of somebody, if you gotta make a fool of someone, dear, you really can hurt me. I'm the one that worries about you. If you gotta make a fool of somebody, if you gotta make a fool of someone, dear, you really can hurt me. I'm the one that worries always true. Daytime, nighttime, anytime at all, I'll rush to your side anytime you call. Just to be near you, you know, anywhere I'll go. How could you hurt me so? Oh, if you gotta make a fool of somebody, if you gotta make a fool of someone, dear, you really can hurt me. I'm the one that worries about you. Take it easy, baby, please don't hurt me. Take it easy, baby, please don't hurt me.
If you've got to make a fool of somebody, Freddie and the Dreamers. Now it seemed there was so much to do and so little time. 2 friends were leaving before us, but had decided not to fly home, as most did. So we went to the entrance of Grand Harbour on the evening of their departure to wave them off. The Cheetah de Tunisia lay quietly waiting to cast off, surrounded by the real Maltese dicers, still very prevalent at the time, ferrying people to and fro. And when the moment came, the last dicers turned for shore, their proud owners standing and facing their destination as they slowly rowed and guided their craft back to shore. We waved our friends away until they disappeared through the entrance of Grand Harbour and the Mediterranean beyond. A sense of finality, perhaps, but more Malta memories to add to the store. Grand Harbour on a summer evening and the dicers of yesteryear. Days later, the final Mike's Mixture was recorded, with over half the content devoted to listeners' letters and requests that had come into the studio when the word final had been published. I remember the last listener's request I played was Peggy Lee's The Party's Over. But this party isn't quite over yet. There's time for another few musical memories. In those early 60s, many vocalists were special to me, but none more so than Julie London. Her Calendar Girl album, where she had a song for each month of the year, would conclude every weekly edition of Mike's Mixture in those days with the appropriate Song of the Month. Not from that album, but from her so successful Cry Me a River album, I've chosen a Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini composition that Julie London recorded in 1963, Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you. days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing. Nevermore, that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze. Memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and
Julie London and Days of Wine and Roses. Appropriately, not a bad description of my time in Malta that was just about over. The scooter was sold, the formalities completed at the Prince of Wales Road police station as it was then, and from my roof in Sleamus and Joseph Street, the roof that had provided so many of my memories of Malta, I watched my pop-popping Vespa disappear with its new Maltese owner. I wonder where it is today. And my final visit to the FBS studios at St. Francis Ravelin was to be interviewed by Dennis Featherstone for his popular Wednesday magazine programme before flying home. Just some final goodbyes were left, particularly to Julie in the flat below ours all those years ago, and still one of our special Maltese friends today. It really did seem as though the party was as good as over, so perhaps it might be appropriate to play that song that the listener I mentioned earlier requested in my final show. However, on this occasion, I am going to play that song for you by a different artist to the one I featured then, an artist, in fact, who recorded it in the year prior to my departure, and I wonder if you can recognise who he is. Here is The Party's Over.
Oh, my friend, the party is over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up this masquerade. So make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. dance the whole of the night.
It seemed to be right, just being with him.
Now you must wake up. All your dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. Yes, it's all over, my friend. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. This part is over. It's all over, my friend.
Did anyone recognize Lonnie Donegan? The undisputed 1950s King of Skiffle. That title, with his recording of Over the Rainbow on the flip side, was issued on a 1962 45 vinyl disc, and the disc made the UK charts in May that year at number 9. Lonnie Donegan. And so the day before departure arrived. It was off to Lua for an overnight stay and home by Comet the next morning. From arrival in a noisy Argosy to departure in a luxurious de Havilland Comet. What a contrast. And as the captain released the brakes, ready to taxi, from my window seat I recognised the ground crewman in charge, a working colleague from my Ta'ali days, and he spotted me. We waved, and he gave the thumbs up, my last Malta memory, as I looked down on this Mediterranean island until it disappeared. The date was the 20th of August, 1963. And as we came out of the clouds, having left Malta in typical summer temperatures and glorious sun, and began our descent, I detected that a change of weather was ahead. So my final musical memory has to be this 60s recording by the Four Freshmen and Five Guitars.
Kiss her in the rain. It's 10 to 1 you kiss her.
the four freshmen, and rain. So, with Malta now no longer, the rest, as they say, is another story. But when I returned a number of years later, having brought up two sons and enjoyed a successful career in the commercial world, then to be invited on radio to be interviewed on a radio talk show, not only did Shirley and I feel we had never really left, but it revived our bond with Malta that had never left us and rekindled a relationship with broadcasting in Malta that continues to this day. And as I've recalled before, in order to answer the question, how did the concept of Malta Memories Series 1, 2 and 3, all research memories from the years 1964 to 1989, come about? I needed to return to my personal memories from 1960 to 63, where indeed the idea all started. Yes, the end, the sequel, had to return to the beginning. I hope you've enjoyed it all. Any comments, then it's direct to me via email, mikeroberts@finet.ws, and to catch up on any programme you missed, or indeed listen again, then just select webcast on the Campus FM website. Thank you all for listening, and thanks to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for again engineering it all. And now that the final chapter of the Malta Memory story has been written, I think we ought to hear for a final time the signature tune that has opened and closed the book since October 2013, when the first programme of 58 started to tell the story, and I think we should hear it in its entirety. However, I still have a little of my allotted time left, so please don't go away as the signature tune finally fades, because I want to tell you about my brand new music series starting next week, The Golden Years. I'll be back soon. Here's Percy Faith and his orchestra with Theme from a Summer Place. Yes, I'm back to say that next week sees the first of my new 10-part series, The Golden Years. And if I were asked to rename it, I must say I'd be tempted to call it My Kind of Music. So, when were the Golden Years? They were the years of the great composers, like Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, the Gershwins, and indeed many more.
So easy.
Composers who brought us memorable compositions, the melodies of which really do linger on. And they brought us great lyricists too, whose words could only be described in many examples as poetic.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too.
They were the golden years of the great arrangers Nelson Riddle, Billy May, David Rose, and many others. And of course the years of some of the truly great artists who brought it all to us. Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and indeed many, many more.
Night and day.
Music that is enjoying a great and popular revival today and bringing with it new and talented artists, and a musical genre that is now included regularly in the repertoire at the annual promenade concerts, the Proms.
Sit there and count your little fingers, unlucky little girl blues.
I am, of course, describing the genre loosely referred to as the Great American Songbook, the golden years of which spanned more than three decades, from the 1930s to the start of the 1960s.
This is my first affair, so please be kind.
Or, as I once heard it described, from Berlin to the Beatles.
That night in Barclays.
So do join me, Mike Roberts, next week on Campus FM for the first of my new series, throughout which I promise to bring you some of the very best in music and song from the golden years.